The Magnetic Monster, now available in mono. Joe Rogan. Amazon. Spotify. That's no way to talk about Jimmy Buffett. Home cooking. Land and Sea, you're next. Meet the New Boss, same as the Old Boss. Orangutan Sailors Incorporated. Oh, so interesting. Verily. So be it. Same as it ever was. Oven steamed Inca berries. College graduates? Where the stars at night are big and bright. That's a not so good boss. What? This is the city. I carry a badge. Yeah, you know why. Who are you again? Yeah, and it wasn't that good either. Sorry, dude. Slut-shaming husband, whoa. Told a tale on you. Gender roles reinforced by the Office of Stereotypes Incorporated. So, where exactly are all of these vehicles we're hearing? I guess you don't need to see them, actually. It's not that kind of movie. One ringy dingy. But I haven't had my coffee yet. Why? If only he cared about science the way he cares about weight. Now with an extra bitter secretary. That's a rather personal question. It's not like I was going to get some coffee or anything. We only have decaf, I'm sorry. I really was hoping you wouldn't find out this way. Are there any more switches I can flip? I'll take your word for it. Are there any dials I can turn? That's the number of kids that are listening to Disintegration per day, per minute. But I was just through here with a feather duster yesterday. Well, you think he runs the place or something? That's a lot of kids in the area. The perfect time to listen to The Cure. More handiwork of the Office of Sound Effects Incorporated. Meanwhile, in a friendly-looking department store downtown. The name of the game is Simple Simon Says. Now I would like for you to play it too. What? Hmm? The witching hour. Is this a quiz? Ouch. Nothing can confuse electricity. You mean a reasonable explanation? The name is Simple Simon. I don't know how many times a day I hear someone say that. He must be one of those juggalos. Well, la-di-da. She's usually alarmed by the sight of appliances. It's not moving very fast. I guess we could get out of the way or... Okay. They're really known for their ability to handle things involving magnetism. That's not the police. Okay, whatever. Sherlock's on his coffee break. Great, another complaint. The best little hardware store in Texas? Simple Simon's Place. Timmy fell down a well? Nuh-uh. Or TV's bloopers. He sure changed positions quickly. When you work for the Department of Power and Light, everything is just on or off. One ringy dingy. No, Sherlock is not available. Everyone knows that. The best little hardware store in Texas? We're on our way. This movie's starting to give off some serious X-Files vibes. A couple of government agents doing some investigations under some strange and mysterious circumstances. If only something exciting or interesting would happen, then the comparison would really work. Fucking magnets, man. How do they work? I could explain it, but I didn't get into acting to talk or anything. And being a jerk. Simple Simon didn't say yes. His methods are strange, but he gets results. Now I'm just going to pour these here on this piece of paper, and then I'm going to tap and rattle and shake all the these different drinkers around here. Point? That's very tacky. Well, I do appreciate these two as our Mulder and Scully X-Files stand-ins. One thing's for sure, I do not buy their chemistry at all. They don't even look like they're interested in each other. I hardly knew her. Not magnets.
Now you just tell me which of these sounds you respond to the most.
Gesundheit. Before lunch? Now Jeff is just going shopping at this point. Hey, it's free. You get what you get. Everyone makes that mistake. Oh, well, then that's okay. Wait a minute. Didn't I mention? You've all been irradiated and your lifespans have been incredibly shortened. I keep meaning to mention that you should get out of here, but it keeps slipping my mind for some reason. Well, to us anyway. And I don't want to talk to no scientist. Second floor, radiation and lingerie. Duh. It's like a Mr. Wizard episode. Perfect. That'll be great in the trailer. One ringy dingy. There's four phone lines in the Office of Science Investigation? Do they really get that many calls? Me either. That's why I'm asking the question. Usually the police can handle it. A fourth world reference. Slacking on the job. They're good with stuff like this. Find a bicycle and a bag of chestnuts, and our picnic will be a success. Nanu nanu. It's about our picnic. Radiation is their specialty. As per usual. All of this exposition has made me tired. Cheese it! It's the feds!
ACAB, man.
But I hear they're really good with electricity and radiation.
Apparently, this is Dress Like Devo at Work Day.
I could dance all night!
Science fiction soundtrack kicking in. About to engage in expository dialogue. I am a college grad. Or so I heard.
No.
Like a magnetic shadow. But, you know, more science-y and stuff. Like a Velvet Underground album. We should be stumbling onto the plot point just about any minute now. Do you think this radiation suit makes my ass look fat? The plot could use a hand, so we found one. Well, no wonder he died. He isn't wearing a Devo suit like us. Or not. Dying? Ooh, poor choice of words.
420 maximum rock and roll. Strong source of radioactivity is definitely code. I'm sure if we just keep wandering around this incredibly small set, we'll eventually find the next part of the puzzle. Hold on, we gotta wait for the dramatic cue first. It should be coming now. Like Al Capone's vault. Well, that sort of kills the mood. Heavy metal. We've all been there before, Doctor. I remember that Slayer album. All I see, absolute horror. We'll miss our favorite shows. No, Fantasy Island. No, Different Strokes. No, Monday Night Football. The story you are about to hear is true. Awfully sorry, insurance. Sparing no one. We're no Miss Marple. Oh, now I'm going to have to clean up in here again. Man, where's my feather duster? Hope in one hand, science in the other. See which fills up faster. Always concerned about weight. So that's weird. As you do. And this is just another industrial film, apparently. Must be a family name. No pressure. But we call it Joshua. Oh yeah, I'm into this jam. I could use a sandwich. Even smoke signals. Cell phones. Streaming services. Coffee makers. 7-Eleven. The yoga studio. That includes my guitar, bro. The next caller might have a chance to win. We'll make it worth your while. That aren't magnets. Your robot children. Your robot wife. Shotgun Poetry by Mr. Nash. And how did he hear you?
Donut boxes don't count. Are you hangry? It's a Snickers. Magnetism is their specialty. I ain't your sweetheart, bub. No Jeffersons. Well, what else did you learn at college? So they're just listening in on calls? Seems like an invasion of privacy, but I guess the government's good at that. The picnic has been canceled. I guess it doesn't matter. Jerk department. Hey, I don't need your life story, bud. Car talk's back. Or some other cabbie expression. Thanks for calling Car Talk. No wonder this blockhead's screwy. You're on the air, sir. Are you click or clack? The magnetic monster finally introduces an interesting character. It's a list of Chuck Norris jokes. No TV party tonight. Don't call me chief. Your big date or your big chance? What'll you do, Jeff? Well, that's one way to handle it. Watch with hilarity as Jeff negotiates the magnetic monster and his wife on the same evening. Can he do it? Tune in and find out after the break. Will the magnetic monster please pick up the white courtesy phone? Magnetic monster, please pick up the white courtesy phone. Thank you. Near Simple Simon's place. It's a 5 o'clock world. You're run-of-the-mill, scientist. If you take my meaning. Briefcase for a nutcase. With both hands. It was all very memorable indeed. Now, anyway. Yeah, that's interesting. Now, goodbye. Well, I guess there wasn't anything else to that story. Meanwhile, in the movie Airplane, we are having a 2-for-1 sale on tickets for scientists who are fleeing a government agency and have deadly and/or radioactive substances in their luggage. Please approach the nearest info desk for more information. I think we should have our own picnic. Not in a movie like this. SST Death Flight. Oceanic 815. Explain it like I'm a child. For that smile. Whew, roll credits. Let me cancel my trip to Washington. Airport Hijinks by the OSI. He might have left a calling card.
Looks like today we're part of the Office of Science Insurance.
Holy radioactive signature, Batman. A very creepy and noisy bloodhound, that is. Carlos Danger? The passengers and crew are in for non-stop fun with Carlos Danger on the scene. And talk. And expensive. I'm so bored. So much free time on my hands. That's how lonely I am. Well, from me anyway. Of listening to you, yes. I've had too much science today. I always look this tired. Mom, Dad, it's evil. Don't touch it. It does cost a little bit more, but there are sleepy scientist accommodations these days on most commercial flights. You should just talk to your stewardess and see if you can get an upgrade today. Oh, tell him I'm not in. You're my little rock and roll queen. I don't know how much more plainly I can put it. I think he's talking about this, actually. Another stand-up job by the Office of Sound Effects Incorporated. He changed his mind quickly, too. I really wish these passengers had better oral hygiene. Is he sick or just pretending? Pornography. Hot potato. If you live. You're gonna need it. I guess I gotta deal with this luggage or something. I guess it's harder to fly over the Rockies, unless he's talking about the films. Now, what did they teach us in pilot school? Yes, only by taking a cane from a blind man can we actually help save the day from the magnetic monster. It's not like I stole from him, I'm just using it to help save the day. Of course, please. I'm a hero, right? The biggest lie he's ever told in his life. Meanwhile, over in some stock footage, the exact same model of airplane comes in for a wonderful landing and manages to taxi around the airport smoothly and safely, as if it had no ill effects from the magnetic monster that was contained within its hold. It's blocking the restroom, so if you could please move it, that would be very excellent. Thanks. Old bleeding gums danger right there. Oh, about 4 bits. A.K.A. Carlos Danger. I'm sort of the Fox Mulder here.
Stealing from a blind man again?
My old foe.
Oh, nothing much. The length of a Simpsons marathon. We call it flipping in the real estate business. It got depressed.
What, and sing like a stool pigeon?
I am a mad scientist, after all.
It's all mine, I tell ya. Mine!
I was feeling whimsical. In case he died accidentally.
Just like me.
Well,
let me write this down. Charge it like Wilma and Betty.
Unlike my wife. Like a teenager.
That's not so good, boss. And magnetic. I just work here. I'm not in charge. I'm done for the day. I'm gonna hit the bar, okay? Just like that picnic we tried to organize. Like home?
Oh, right, right.
And that's a wrap on Carlos Danger. College graduates? Police are good at this kind of thing.
Curses!
Magnets, silent but deadly. And remove we did. Okay, boys, strip. Keep your friends close and your alloys closer. And we don't care. Here, boy. Here's stray radiation. Your new home. Only weight-obsessed scientists.
And what's her name? Oh, yeah.
Howdy, Jeff.
Howdy, Paul.
Ask you to dance. Twirl. My Magnetic Monster. The story of one man's obsession and the woman who loves him. This week's episode, The Monster Finds a New Home. Meanwhile, in an episode of The Donna Reed Show,
well, the milkman, no. I got lonely.
Now, Dan at the office.
Oh, well, then Little Rascals is on. Come on, let's watch. Have you been drinking? Same question, actually. And how many exactly have you had, Jeff? That was sort of out of the blue, honey. What's the worst that could happen? This guy's out of his tree. Now, what is that supposed to mean? That he will have to mow. Not tired enough to be sexist. That's the beginning of a horror movie right there. IHOP it is. That's what happens when you're friends with Carlos Danger. We'll just use eminent domain. Out to a ball game. The credits should be rolling any second now.
Not on the table, on a napkin, dear.
I took some out for the milkman, you see. I'll need that soon, please. I need some new shoes.
Ha 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 ha!
I'll just get some DoorDash vouchers. None of that IKEA crap.
Yes, but I have expensive tastes.
College grads. I wonder if the milkman ever talks like this. Far away. Expendable. Especially with that handle installed on your side. Up in the sky. His shadow will weigh 42 pounds and will tell him once again who's fat.
Well,
it's those stupid morning DJs. Let's see, the magnetic monster or a mortgage? Stewart residence, home of the atomic pancake. No, I wasn't talking to anyone important. The picnic's back on? This is incredible news! I'll start getting the supplies together immediately! I can't wait to tell Dan. Now, how to put this so that my wife will understand? Well, the credits won't run. Apparently the movie's only half over. Here, let me come over to you so I can tell you all about it.
Who?
Not ringing a bell. I'm the lead. I can't die yet.
Just when I thought I was out, the magnetic monster pulls me back in.
With his atomic powers, apparently.
What a lousy commute.
My best record yet.
Like a wolf.
I should have come in the back way. Which was really saying something, too, because, oh my. Like Al Capone's tomb. Like a Friday afternoon.
Offshore situational insurance.
Who turned on the creepy soundtrack music? This is not cool, guys.
Severance. The early days.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought I could sneak into this one undetected.
I'm not a commie. Well, first the earth cooled. Why anything?
Mm-hmm. I see.
New student day on campus? Oh, well, all is forgiven. Ghosts? Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria. The walls were bleeding. Corn!
Oh, I love close-up magic. I wonder what trick he's gonna do.
A bolt touching a watch. It's really weird.
What do we even pay you science guys for?
Your mother.
Fat or otherwise. Nothing out of the ordinary for a magnetic monster. It's the macavity of physics. It's winter coat, if you will. In a game of poker. Very depressed.
Freaking the squares and kicking some ass.
One ringy dingy. What's the story with this picnic?
So impatient.
It's time to put your aprons on.
The magnetic monster looks better in the dark.
Use the Hoover and the Kirby.
Now you'll find that some triggers are more powerful or useful than others. And so we're going to try a number of things here to see which of these you respond to. Hold on.
This is like an experimental music performance in so many ways. Hold on, just get into the groove here for a second, guys. And more interesting to watch than that Mac streaming app that for some reason I have.
2 times 2 is 4.
3 times 3 is 9.
New math.
No, I'm just enjoying the ride, dude.
You never studied. It's a master space, really.
I don't know, but this sick jam is pretty boss.
Stock footage planets.
Damn, science is cool.
The smallest thing that's known to man's a subatomic particle.
4 times 4 is 16.
Sounds like that magnetic monster knows how to party.
Well, I guess the stag film is over. Yeah, I'm kind of feeling awkward about having watched that with you two.
Just like the ones we learned in college.
Don't count your singes before they're seared.
Guilt followed by melancholy.
It's a family name. You get a gold star. Well, some of us went to college anyway. Just the facts, ma'am.
Sleepy studies.
So, where are you from?
Hey, I tried.
"69 LS, sir."
You all remember what he said, right?
Naughty, if you will.
That sounds like a lot.
Gimme fierce. Until we get our PhDs. Thanks, Carlos Danger.
I wrote them myself.
Please. The world is depending on your swiftness and precision. No pressure. Geordi to come later. Suddenly, this movie becomes a numbers station. Or is that Marky Smith reading the ball scores? Or is that Mitch counting down the theme song? You know. The picnic is nigh. He's making a list, etc. cliche. He's gonna fight the magnetic monster today. Oh yeah. Listen to that. Jeff Stewart calculates uptown.
Oh yeah, don't I have one of those coming soon?
He needs a new Bissell.
Don't call me Chief. A sign of true love. Nothing, honey.
I don't like to rush him. Oh, I think your Viewmaster is plenty big, Dan. Of a magnet?
Not when you're around, Jeff.
Well, it sounds like our second act here at the Noise Show is getting started. He's got a looping pedal. It goes beyond 69 love songs this time. The stock footage is so intense.
Like we said it would.
And I'm a college graduate, so what?
Probably the script, which is why this movie's so bad.
Sure, that sounds true. Sure, why not? To save the Viewmaster, of course!
We gotta turn this drone up to 11.
Oh yeah, bring it on home, magnetic monster.
I might have to put this on my next mixtape. These guys are rocking.
Yeah, well done. Fantastic, guys. That was rad.
We do have enough material for a split single if we wanted to put one out.
It's twice the monster it used to be.
One ringy dingy.
Who's bringing the potato and macaroni salad?
It's a maniac, that's for sure. And it's calculating like no one's calculated before.
The length of a Lord of the Rings marathon. Everybody got that? I went to college too.
Fake news!
Chill out, bro. And saved the Viewmaster. So twice as cranky. we might have to call off the picnic. I'm that cool. Followed by your chance to win.
Wait, I gotta do math.
For science. So clearly it's all a hoax. Those Fox News reports are brutal. I don't know, we're making it up as we go along.
Very carefully?
Like the national debt.
How to put this? We're all gonna die.
Oh, I guess that's good. And not just space, outer space.
Oh, and I actually had this election in the bag.
You know, for science. It's not like we use that. With thoughts and prayers. He wants a fat magnetic monster.
Let's see, carry the one.
Don't stop the movie yet. It's the Canadian way.
What's that in kilometers? Very carefully.
Someone thought ahead. Double the planes, double the hilarity. DC, that is. Or his secretary, even.
We'll do what we can, sir.
Come to Crazy Eddie's Airplane Depot, where you can take off with savings. Belgium Independence Day. And it was fun, too. With a bottle and his teddy. Cool. You be Goose, I'll be Iceman.
Maverick!
Our beats are pretty weak, too. Science! Not to brag. Just like Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Heavy metal.
We're impatient.
I made the Kessel run in under 12 parsecs. Peace out, yo. Now I can't remember, was he over under or was he underdone? Just a little stock footage here, a little stock footage there, and yeah, this movie practically films itself. codename Viper. Fingers crossed. And without a SAG card, he has no dialogue. You can see Em and Henry's farm.
If only it could be stored in a bottle.
Or until we run out of this delightfully charming stock footage here, courtesy of our friends at the Office of Stock Footage Incorporated. By adding a second refueling scene, we managed to have this sequence double in size. If only there were an appropriate suggestive joke I could insert here. And both planes were satisfied. The Great White North. OSI, always down to the very last minute. That's our guarantee. I hope my French accent is believable. The set for the final scene is just over here. Second floor, creature with the atom brain, magnetic monster, and other assorted atomic horrors. Next time, run spellcheck first. It's sort of a peer review session. Just until we can find our own place. Hubba hubba. Oh, it will. Let me evade the question this way. But you'll need a converter if you want to plug in an American monster. See, we don't let our scientists create magnetic monsters. Oh well, what's the worst that could possibly happen? Basement level, Deltatrons, and other world-saving devices. Echo, 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 echo. So we took the elevator to the subway, and then the subway to the parkway. And we looked. If we all die, no one will ever know. And I've been having hot flashes. It's just easier this way. What are you talking about? You see it every day. So thanks for rubbing it in. I read it in college. Well, Dr. Benton, I didn't realize. We were hoping to help organize a picnic. Ha, just like an American, so bloodthirsty. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. Huh. Dot, dot, dot. Oh no, I have a dark and disturbing imagination that most people are afraid of. This is terrible! That Canadian subway looks Soviet for some reason. You didn't have to have all these people here come to greet us. Now they're just potential casualties. I'm sorry, Dave. I can't do that right now. Brace yourself. We need this to work. We only have one shot at using this set, so we better make it work. Well, 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 we have got to get ourselves one of these. I feel like I've seen all this before. Stealing one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. We don't create magnetic monsters. And if you don't like it, we'll just take our Deltatron elsewhere. I can't legally stop you or anything yet.
It is so relaxing to take a nice stroll through the stock footage now and then.
He gets so excited when he sees one of these things. He can't help but climbing all over it like some sort of kid's jungle gym. His mind's on his money, and his money's on his mind. Just a random one we found on the street.
I like you. Do you like me? Check one. Yes? No? Maybe?
We're both married men. Canadians don't divorce.
Yes, but I just need to think this over.
And other science concerns. I figured we'd ignore it and hope that it would go away. Look at all these levers and dials and knobs and things. This control panel up here is amazing. I'm going to have a lot of fun just playing around with this thing before I blow it up. Our extra science stuff. No main characters in there. He'll know what to do. Spoken like a true bureaucrat. I knew we shouldn't have made that treaty with the Americans. They're always up to no good. Sorry for raising my voice. You guys can use the Deltatron, but you have to invite us to your picnic. Jolly good. My trusty manservant. Begrudgingly. Just like a good Canadian should. I'm only bitter because I have a better mustache, you see. It's what the OSI is all about. I can outrun magnetism. Enough of the Doohan impressions. Otherwise, this movie goes into overtime. I cannot take much more of these Americans coming in here and ruining my engineering. Ugh, I guess it is a terrible Doohan. Sorry about that. Okay, Jeff, I hope you know what you're doing. Watch the flag! Get ready. And go! Listen to that engine roar. Dan would just love this Viewmaster. Look how big it is. Jeff couldn't resist putting in one last noise performance before the end of the magnetic monster. Let's see how this one shapes up. That's right, y'all might want to stand back a little ways. I don't actually know what this gear is going to do once I start fooling around with it. He hit the more stock footage switch. Oh yeah, I can see why this is the headlining act. Nice. This winter, look for Jeff Stewart's double LP drone debut, The Magnetic Monster. Make sure to turn the dial on your interocitor 18 degrees to the left. This stock footage is just a little too intense for Jeff. Keep the science fiction sounds going. Okay, now in this scene, you're looking at something, and you're trying to make out what it is. Personally, I've heard a lot worse at one of those experimental showcases they have downtown.
And at least here we get to see Stuart playing with all these knobs and dials.
At this point, when you've got a gigantic lever that just says danger on the side of it, why aren't you going to press it? One last act of science for Carlos Danger.
The show's over. I don't really have any merch. And I mean, this isn't a new set. You've heard all this stuff before. Refunds are no longer available.
Wait, what?
You're not scheduled to play tonight.
After all, my mustache.
Oh, come on. We don't have enough time for a development like this. The movie's almost over. What are you doing, guys? Come on.
Well, at least the killer drone doesn't stop. Hell yeah. Jeff knows how to party. Even at the end of the world, he keeps the tunes flowing. Oh yeah, this is the good stuff.
Now, when it comes to adding stock footage to your film, you can't add too much. In fact, every scene is a new opportunity to add something old.
This whole thing has a little bit of a Dr. No vibe, and I'm starting to feel really weird about ripping it off.
It's really no fair that I didn't get to play tonight. I'm just going to sneak a set in here while nobody's looking.
Canadian hospitality. They'll open their door for you, but they will not let you close it. I did not see coming that a Canadian scientist was going to be the mastermind villain of this film.
He's not showing any of that usual Canadian consideration that they're all well known for. He should be feeling really sorry about right now.
We might not be good at many things, but the Office of Science Investigations can close a door when they need to.
At this point, it's just turned into the last episode of The Prisoner.
There hadn't been enough science in this film yet, so they figured if they had a scene that was kind of like crawling into a Jeffries tube in an episode of Next Generation, that would suffice. Here I am, yet again, just fixing things. Far less investigating, and far more practical problem-solving than they would have led me to believe on the brochure. I didn't realize that Jeff Stewart's performance was so interactive, with the gates closing and all these, like, electrodes and lightning strikes and whatnot. I mean, this is pretty spectacular. It's like a Man or Astro Man show or something. With music like this, I think I'm just gonna kick back and enjoy. This sounds like the kind of stuff I'd play on my show anyway.
Oh yeah, get into the groove. Bravo, bravo, fantastic finish, an explosion. I mean, I man, this is,
Well done, Jeff. Well done. I don't think anyone can take the stage after you. This is you basically demolished the place.
One last tour through the Office of Sound Effects Incorporated's leftover bits that didn't get use earlier.
All right, we get it. It keeps exploding.
I'd say it wasn't a bad performance, but certainly not one of my best.
Your gear is still playing without you. Still totally badass, too. I'm just gonna prepare myself for death over here, if you don't mind.
We can still go on that picnic later, I think.
Oh, great. Now what? Hey, someone's gonna have to clean up all this stuff.
Everything seems like it's back to normal, but we must test to see if it's still magnetic somehow.
With the help of the Canadians, who are now accomplices, and unlikely to appear in a sequel called The Magnetic Monster Takes Broadway.
But will live on for quite some time in our hearts. Will the Atom Age Vampire please meet its party in the airport lounge? Atom Age Vampire, please meet your party in the airport lounge. Thank you.
And with that, the little sleepy town of Mayberry returns to its everyday, quiet life. Now, with a new homeowner.
Really, dude, just let it go. Oh no, he's gonna monologue, isn't he? Oh, work stuff.
Maybe if you don't have to carry it. And magnetic.
I'm not interested in your environmental message. Can we just go inside? The movie's almost over. Oh.
It turns out the Magnetic Monster was a soap opera after all.
And that does it for us today here on My Magnetic Monster. Tune in tomorrow when Jeff finally confronts the milkman about visiting his wife every day. And we'll discover if the Magnetic Monster is doing better in his new home.
Then we'll check in on the feud between the Lords and the Buchanans to see if Victoria and Clint have finally settled things in the sleepy town of Landview. It seems as if the lost underground city of Eterna has been discovered again, and as the two families fight to see who can own the largest chunk of Eterna, we'll also have to contend with Jeff Stewart's identical evil twin, Mike Stewart, back after having thought to be dead all these years. But it turns out that there was a spy among the Landview community. Could it be the beautiful new girl, or the charming young man from out of town, in for a bit of romance? Or possibly the Magnetic Monster, back again to try and charm his way into this tiny, sleepy community, for better or for worse? Yes, there's shenanigans and hijinks going on in this tiny town of Landview, but you'll have to tune in to find out what happens. Yes, join us again next time on My Magnetic Monster, sponsored by White King Soap. White King Soap. When you want laundry soap to cost more and cause a little skin irritation, then you'll love White King Soap.